The House That Learned to Keep Time Differently by Veronica Tucker. Lately, the house has begun to adjust the hours on its own. The hallway lengthens toward dusk, stretching into years I thought I had already buried. Footsteps echo before anyone walks them. In the kitchen, the light hums with a rhythm just slightly wrong, as if rehearsing a heartbeat it will not need for decades. When I open the pantry, I sometimes find a future afternoon folded on the top shelf like a note I forgot to write. The house does not threaten, it reveals. Each corridor opens onto an age my children have not yet reached or the one they left behind without my noticing. Tonight the living room returns an hour from years ahead, warm with the sound of voices I have not heard but recognize. The house is teaching me that time is not a straight line here, but a devotion, a way of holding every version of us until we learn to do it ourselves.